Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Injury fear used as reason for Alexander Isak to push for £110 million Liverpool transfer. With former Reds forward claiming Newcastle sale is in everybody's best interest, Pennant urges Newcastle to accept £110 million Isak bid. Magpies struggle to find striker replacement. Liverpool keen to strengthen as they begin PL title defence. Liverpool are keen to bolster their attack and view Isak as a marquee signing to complement their forward line. The reigning champions have already secured Hugo Ekitike from Eintracht Frankfurt, yet remain eager to add more firepower, with Darwin Nunez heading for the Saudi Pro League. However, Newcastle turned down last week's massive £110 million, $127 million, proposal, maintaining that the Swedish striker will only be allowed to leave if a replacement is secured. The Magpies' search for a suitable forward has so far hit several roadblocks. Highly rated Benjamin Sesko opted to join Manchester United instead, while Brentford's Ioane Wissa has proven tough to prize away. Brentford, in turn, are reportedly exploring a move for Bournemouth's Dango Ouattara, a potential deal that could set off a chain reaction in the market. The situation has taken a tense turn, with Isak currently training away from the main squad after missing Newcastle's preseason trip to Asia. Speaking to TalkSport, Pennant was blunt in his assessment. If you've got one hand tied behind your back, then it's very difficult to get transfers in and build on your team, and then you're fighting a losing battle. I'm not just saying this because I'm a Liverpool fan, but wouldn't it be in probably everybody's best interest if Newcastle cashed in on Isak? It's because not only will you be getting £110 million, Newcastle will be getting rid of a player that is very unhappy, and you may not get the best out of him this season because of all the noise that's gone on. You then can use that money to replace and get other players without worrying about PSR. And then everyone gets what they want and Newcastle rebuild and move on. Some have floated the idea of Newcastle offering Isak an improved contract with a release clause, keeping him for another season. Pennant, however, dismissed the plan as risky, pointing to the unpredictability of football careers. There's no guarantee he could get injured. There's no guarantee Liverpool will want to go back in next year, he said. We've seen what happened to James Maddison. It's very difficult to see. He's out for the season now. All it takes is one injury to then your career, literally go, get railroaded off track. So it's all good saying we'll give him this in the next season, but it's all ifs and buts. We don't know what's around the corner. According to Pennant, cashing in now would secure a massive financial return while avoiding the possibility of diminishing performances from a frustrated player. I think it will be in everyone's best interest if Newcastle took £110 million, he said. Well, he's unhappy, so, if he stays, you might not be getting your best player. Newcastle's summer business has been relatively quiet. Their most significant signing to date is Anthony Elanga from Nottingham Forest. In addition, goalkeeper Aaron Ramsdale has joined on loan from Southampton until the end of the season. If Newcastle agree to sell Isak, the decision could spark a broader shake-up in the transfer market. The influx of funds might allow the Magpies to accelerate moves for other targets, while Brentford's pursuit of Ouattara could free up Wissa for negotiation.